Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody on the door.
It's good to know the Lord is with him. I want you to get ready this morning. God bless you on a Sunday morning. All is well. Every letter, every telephone call, I'm praying for you. I'm praying that God do something special for you this morning. And I want you to know that God is able to bless you and give you what you need. And I want to tell you, those that are traveling on their way back from the film, I'm praying for a safe trip for you. And those that are trying to send a lady call me, the bishop, just pray. Tell you this morning all is well. I want you to know this morning everything will work out. I say. So get ready for a divine blessing that's coming your way. I say. Get ready for God to open up a door for you this morning. He knows your address, your name, know where you're at. If you got a seed, you want to plant a seed this morning, go to my website, theseedofabraham.com. Plant that seed on PayPal. Go to Cash App. I want you to be able to be free with your finance. And I want shake down, press together, running over. God going to give to you your healing, your deliverance. Number one, you want to make your supply house. Number two, I want you to be excited about your miracle. Number three, accept the blessing. I said number three, accept the blessing. Number one, he'll make you a supply house. Number three, you get ready and you excite your miracle this morning. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. Sometimes we don't say that like we ought to. And sometimes you get lost with what's going on. You get lost on all the stuff that's happening this morning. I'm going to pray for you this morning for whatever need that you got. Somebody called me and said they needed a healing. God got that. Somebody prayed they needed financial blessing. God got that. One lady said her house is flooded. God can do that. One lady said the storm comes. The roof falls. God is still in control. The storm, the flood, the tornado. God is still in control of what's going on. I just want you this morning to be in control of what God got for you. And what God got for you this morning is for you. What he got for you is really for you. Nobody else. Can nobody else get it? But you have to walk that line. Last night we talked about black men marrying white women. I had two people call about it. Lots of pros and cons. But I got a message for you this morning that's going to put you in divine order. And that order is once you become in divine order, that means you do what God said, not what man said, not what husband, wife, what children say. You do what God said. And God want to put you in divine order this morning. And I want to be in divine order for deliverance, for God to give you deliverance that you need and give you that divine will that you need to break things up, to break things away, for God to give you what you want. Now, if you got a need, you plant a seed. See, when you seed, you say, Lord, I got a need, and this is my seed. Let's go back to the earth. You plant a seed, corn grows. You plant a seed, food grows. So right now, we're going through something worldwide. But you have to know that God is still in control. Whatever you're going through, God is in control. He knows your name. He knows your address. He knows your problem better than the doctor.
And oh, how he walks with me. And oh, how he talks with me. And oh, how he tells me that I am his own.
Your battle.
God bless you this morning. I want you to get ready for a special blessing this morning. And I want you to bring your Bibles and get ready for what God has said to you this morning. And it's a blessing to be in the will of God. A blessing to let God carry you to the next level. So I'm praying for God to carry you to the next level this morning, for God to carry you to the level where you need to go. And whatever you need, God got it. Whatever you want, God's going to give it to you. And if you need it, he'll give it to you, because it's all in his hand.
Thank you.
and in a hurry. Sometimes you have to ask him to work it out for you. And when he work it out, sometimes you don't understand what he's doing and what he's saying. But this morning, God will work things out for you. And God will give you what you need. And you have to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And, you know, sometimes you can't let the devil ride. If the devil want to ride, you let him ride. But I want to say this morning, I love the Lord. And every family that came in this morning, God got you. And it's going to be all right. From Mexico all the way to the country, God is in there. Somebody ought to say, I love the Lord. No folks will say, because he first loved me. I'm going to go close to God because God is close to me. I want you to get ready this morning for a breakthrough. Get ready for God to send you a breakthrough this morning. I told you, one, your supply. And two, God's going to do something special for you. And I want you to get ready that God do it for you this morning. Somebody called me and said, I don't feel like I can make it. Oh, yes. You gonna make it. Because God is in the plan. And if God in the plan, everything gonna be all right. And we all was lost some way, somehow. But when I found God, three keys. One, two, three. The first key is Philippians 4:19 and Philippians 4:13. God want to make you a supply house. God want to put you in a different level where you can help people. Two, seeding for your miracle. Luke 6:38. Matthew, and when you read Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. And three keys is expect a miracle. 23rd number Psalm, Lord is my shepherd. And Mark 11:29. You expect. The work you put in, you have to expect God going to do something special for you this morning. You expect that God going to open up a door that's been closed for you. And you've been wondering how it's going to open up, Bishop, through the prayers, the new house. And whatever you need through the prayers of God, they're coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when they come like they ought to, it's going to be all right. So you ain't got to worry. God's going to give it to you, and he's going to give you somebody to help you carry it through. And you have to love the Lord with all your mind, soul, and body. This morning, you have to take an inventory of what you want God to do for you. 14:14, He said, step back, Moses. I will fight your battle. And this morning, I want you to send love. Yeah. To the daughter, to the son, to the brother, to the husband, to the wife. So now I'm not gonna let them carry me into hate. I'm gonna give love. And when you give love, you can be a happy person. And you say, well, the doctor said I can't get well, but I'm gonna give it love anyway. For God, for love, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him this morning shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So God got plans for you, woman. Man, God got plans for you. You can't let the devil sidetrack you, put you on the wrong track. You're on the track for success, happiness. You're on the track for healing. You're not on the track for dope, drugs, alcohol, or being hateful. You're in love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him perish have what? Everlasting life. And I went through this morning, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus, which I had somebody. And he gave us our ancestors. He gave us our family. And I want to tell you this morning, God will make a way out of no way. I want to pray this morning very shortly for you. Somebody going through headache, pain, and you think things are up for you. God is about to kill you to the next level, woman. God is about to kill you, man, to the next level. And if God takes you to the next level, I want you to read Psalms 1, Psalms 2, and Psalms 3 that the Spirit gave me. And as you read it, it's going to be a testimony to what you're trying to do. It's going to be a word coming from the Almighty God just for you. Now, you say, well, when you read it, maybe you might read it three times, Psalms 1, 2, and 3. And those that are in the spirit realm, they can work with Psalms 1, 2, and 3. And God, John 3:16, for God, love what he gave. God is always giving. And you got to give back to God. He's the Holy Ghost in you. Make you be a giver. Some of you and give and they'll talk about you, but don't worry about that. God got you. And God's gonna keep you in divine. You got to repent. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Lord, take this alcohol spirit. Take the drug spirit. Take the lying spirit. Take the spirit of jealousy from me. Let me be able to smile and say all is well. God can do that for you this morning. And once you ask God to do it for you, you become a new man. You become a new woman. Doors that close will open up. Places you want to go, you thought you couldn't go. But God will take you to those new places. God will take you to new things. You say, well, Bishop, I've been going through a loss. God still got your back. God want to know, how long will you hold on? How long will you let God enter into your life and let God break down the stronghold of the devil? All is in God's hands this morning, not in Bishop's hands, not in Mama's hands. It's all in God's hand. Put it in God's hand. Is nobody else you can put in but in God's hand. Father God, we come right now at this sacred hour. Those at home, those that driving, we want to put is in your hand. God, we ask you to touch every boy, every man, every woman, every girl. God, we want to put it in your hand and leave it right there. Because I know you can fix it. And I know you're God that will make a way. God is my everything. And God will do it for you. He did it for the blind man. He did it for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They come out to fight. Some of you in the fight. Daniel in the lion's den. Lion's about to eat him up. God did it for Daniel. He'll do it for you. The handwriting on the wall this morning, all is well. The handwriting on the wall, God will carry you to the next level. The handwriting on the wall, when Daniel had the handwriting on the wall, it's all in God's hand, Daniel. Whatever they do, when you begin to pray, God's going to take care of it. It's all in God's hands this morning to deliver you all your burdens, all your problems. It's all in his hands. In his hands.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ran to you, Wilma. God Almighty, don't you feel that Holy Ghost is all in his hands this morning? For God so loved the world, he gave. He didn't take, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, I'm one of them whosoever, who believes in him, cannot perish, have what? Everlasting life. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Woo! God bless you. For God so loved the world this morning, I feel some kind of way. I feel that God got it all in his hands. Stop worrying about it. Stop crying about it. Shout about it. And I want you to say this morning, all is well. Go to your water and say, all is well. Because it's all in his hands. You can talk about it, but you can't do nothing about it. Put it all in his hands. God is my God. Put it all in his hands. This morning, I feel like you need to put it all in God's hands. And once you put it in God's hands, you ain't got to worry about it. Come on now. God is my everything this morning. For God so loved the world, he is only God's son to help breathe and not have everlasting life. I'm talking about life. The ones in the hospital, the ones that shoot me. Right now, I found that devil of witchcraft. That devil trying to hurt God's children. God is my everything.
God is God.
My everything, I got a word of prophecy. He's my everything. That's Chicago Mass Choir. He is my everything. And I want you to take him for your everything this morning. I have a sermon was, for God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son, John 3:16. So let love lift you, not hate. Don't let hate lift you, let love lift you. And if you got to deal with it, leave it alone. If somebody, if they're on a negative road, leave them alone. If they can't change, leave them alone. Because God is all in God's hand. I want to tell you, 23:23, the Spirit said, God got a blessing you. And that door that you're trying to do is going to open up for you quick, fast, in a hurry. I'm looking at you 32, 72, going to you, and then her. 40-19, you got to make a decision this year about your life and what you're going to do with your marriage and your family. I'm going to you, 25, 28, 57, all is well. Drive safely, Psalms 25, 21, 21:17, I got a prophecy for you this morning. I want you to read Philippians 4:19, because God said somebody that in your family member needs some help, and they're going through something, and they need some help quick, fast, and everything. I just feel that when you put love, love lifted me. 17, I'm going to you, 71:17, I want you to get ready for something happening that you're going to be in the middle of it. Psalms 38 and Psalms 19 for you to read. I want to tell you, Mother, you got to go to Jamaica. And I'm telling you, I see that you got to go to Jamaica to a burial. And I want to tell you, Mother, all is well. And when you get back to your restaurant, it's going to be all right. I know you hate to make that trip, but you got to go because it's a family member. I want you to read Psalms 91 as a blessing for you. 81:38, God said, be faithful because you have had many trials. God has never left you yet. Psalms 29 and Psalm 41, that would be a breakthrough for you. I'm going to 91:41, and you had some breakdowns in your life. That's 91:41. Tell you, God said a divine healing for you, and he told me to give you Psalms 88 and give you Psalms 46. That'll work for you. It's the money tied up. It's going to be loosened for you and your family. 96:07, the word for you this morning, go forward, because God is spending. If the devil is so after you, the devil is fighting you tooth and nail, but you got to stand still and know God is God. And some things you have to just let go and let God. The spirit of Raphael will be around you. And the Psalms that the Lord is showing me for you to read, to open up a door for you, Exodus 14:14. Well, you know to read that because you have gifts that people don't even know that you have a sin gift. But I want you to read Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, Proverbs 18, verse 21, John, St. John 3:16, for God to love the world. But I want you to read because you're going through something. 91, 35, 37, and 109. Let me say it again. 91, 35, 37, and 109. And this is spiritual warfare that you have to fight the devil, because what you got is what God's going to give you more of. You don't need nobody but God. Your friends and your neighbors can't help you with this. God got to do it for you. And there's a financial blessing, there's a healing, and there's a deliverance. Somebody in trouble, they need your help, but they got to listen. If they listen, it'd be a breakthrough. This is the message that God gave me for you this morning, for you that call. 5511, I want to tell you this morning, you want to move when you don't know should you move. And I want to tell you right now, stay in Texas where you're at and finish your education. And after you do that, you'll be all right. I'm wondering about the trip. Dr. Gibson, call me about that trip that you're going to make. I see you and your family going on a trip. But call me and let us elaborate on that trip across the sea. So much is going on in the world. You got to watch where you go, what you do. You have to watch going in the grocery store because you got sick people out here, people. You got people that, so you got to be covered. Your children got to be covered. I ain't worried about this virus, because when you're covered under God, there's a spiritual warfare going on. And that spiritual warfare, God will cover you, and God will keep you in perfect peace, and won't nothing be able to touch you as I speak. So you get ready for God to bless you and open up the door for you. You know, I'm praying for you, Mary, something you asked me, and I prayed about that. But I want you to 23rd number of Psalms for that situation. And I want you to take that Psalms and write it 7 times. That the Lord is my shepherd, I tell not want. And once you write it, you put down what you want him to do with a member of your family. Lord, hallelujah. And God gonna do it quick, fast, in a hurry. You know, I want to say this morning. God gonna do it for you, and he gonna keep on doing it for you in spite of what it seems like. I heard Jane Cleveland say, Lord, do it for me. I know you can do it. And I'm this morning for you, quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want to leave you with that this morning. Lord, this is James Cleveland. Prophet James Cleveland or St. James Cleveland. This is what I want you to say next week. Don't doubt him. You have not because you ask not. Ask him. He's going to do it quick, fast. Bam, in a hurry. Seed for your need. Come on, James. For you and you on this Sunday, wherever you might be, sitting at home drinking coffee, driving along the highway, those on their way back from Forestville, Arkansas, God's going to do it for you.
Again, you get in trouble, you can say, Lord, do it. Cause we know you to be a way maker today. If you're sick, you can say, Lord, do it. Mm-hmm. cause we know you're a doctor. If your heart is heavy, you can say, Lord, Lord, do it. Do it for me. If you read your Bible, you read the story.
As you lift your hand up, he's doing it for you. Well, you can ask him. He's doing it.